there's so many other things that are so wonderful here. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with oranges, for I'm sick of love. Now, the Spirit of God has brought the saved soul into a personal relationship with Christ that is satisfying. And again, I repeat, God is satisfied with Jesus and what He did for you. Are you satisfied? Do you find joy and satisfaction and delight in the person of Christ? Spend time in the pages of this little book, the little book that Moody spent time in, McCheney spent time in, and the great men of God down through the ages have spent time in this little book. And I would say I've spent too little time in this book, but it's become very meaningful to me today. And there is a wonderful satisfaction that you find here, a satisfaction that is paradoxical. It makes you sick. It is so satisfying. It's so thrilling. I remember hearing the man I succeeded in Nashville, Tennessee, a great man of God. And he told me one day, I went out to see him. I always loved to visit with him. He never talked to that man. He didn't have something new to tell you about the Word of God. And he said to me, he said, "Vernon, the other night I was lying in bed, and I thought how wonderful Christ is." And he says, "It just seemed to me that there was glory all around my bed." And he says, "Don't misunderstand, I'm not seeing things." But he said, "It was so wonderful to contemplate the person of Christ till finally my body was so worked up, and I became so worked up I couldn't go to sleep. And finally I cried out to God. I said, 'Oh Lord, turn off the glory. This old body of mine can't stand any more of it.'" The experience of Paul caught up to the third heaven. Oh, how wonderful it is. Many of us today, we haven't even gotten our foot in the door yet. We know so little about what it is to have this kind of fellowship with Him today. Now, of course, it'll find its final fulfillment when we come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Erskine has said so many wonderful things. He's expressed it like this: the love that I bespeak works wonders in the soul. For when I'm whole, it makes me sick. When sick, it makes me whole. I'm overcome. I faint. I fail. Till love shall love relieve. More love divine the wound can heal, which love divine did give. More of the joy that makes me faint would give me present ease. If more should kill me, I'm content to die of that disease." What a marvelous, wonderful thing this is. What a paradox, this wonderful love of God. Oh, how glorious the satisfaction you can find in the person of Jesus Christ. Now His left hand is under my head. He's able, you see, to save us to the utmost. And His right hand doth embrace me. He can bring you to a place of service. Not only keep you from temptation, He's able to do that. But He's got His hands busy today in trying to protect you and me down here. Not just trying, He is able to do that. And now the bride says, "I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor wake my love till he please." Now, my friend, what is it that'll wake him up? What is it that would stir him up in his fellowship with you? It's the sin in my life, my waywardness, and we're going to come to that a little later on in this chapter, but don't stir him up, friends, today. Not only to be satisfied with him, but that he might be satisfied with us today.